Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Tes. We're already halfway down the Daf at the two dots right in the middle of the Daf, and we begin quoting a new Braisa. The Braisa begins as follows: Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the following Braisa: Bishtar Ketzad. How is a woman able to actually be married with, we said Kesef Shtar Rubi in the first Mishnah. So Bishtar, how does this Shtar work that the woman is married via the Shtar? Again, the Shtar is not a proof that she's married. The Shtar effectuates the marriage. How does this Shtar work? So the Braisa tells us, Kosav lo al haniyor o al acheres. If the husband writes this shtar on a piece of paper or on a cheres, on an earthenware shard, on a piece of pottery, and afa pi she'ein bo shav pruto, even though this piece of paper is worth less than a penny, the shard is worth less than a penny, so he's not being mekadesh by giving her something that's a shav pruto. Nevertheless, if he writes on it, he gives this to the father of this girl who's either a ketana or a nara, and he says, with this document, document that I wrote, the shtar that I wrote on this piece of paper, on this cheres, your daughter shall become married to me. Or he says, bitcha miorasisli, a different lashon of erisin, kiddushin, erisin, the same thing. Both of those lashonos are valid lashonos. Or he says, bitcha li into, your daughter should be to my wife as a result of getting this nior or this cheres. So, hare zumu kudeshes. That is how this shtar works to make this girl into, in fact, a married woman, the first stage of marriage, a arusa. That is how the shtar works. Now, Maskevlo Rav Zera Bar Mamul, Rav Zera Bar Marul, when he heard this, he said, wait a second, but that's different than when a person writes a shtar to transfer a piece of property. There, ha lo dami hai shtar lo shtar zvini. This shtar that a man writes to get a woman via kiddushin, via shtar, is different than the shtar that a man writes to transfer his property, his real estate that he's selling from one person to another. Because hasam, in the case of a man selling his real estate, molcher koser lo, the person who is selling the property, he writes the document and he writes, sodi mechura lecha, my field is sold to you. This document is going to effectuate that sale. And there, in the case of the seller has to go and write the document. But in the case of a kiddushin, the wife is really the seller. She is, quote, selling herself to be married to the husband. Nevertheless, hocha bal kosev bitchot mikudeshesli. But here, the husband, the prospective husband, he's the one that goes and writes this shtar. So this seems to be, Rav Zera Bar Mamul says, a lack of similarity. In the case of a shtar effectuating a sale of karka, the seller has to write the shtar. And here, in the case of Kiddushin, where the woman is, so to say, selling herself to become the husband's wife, so here we have the husband writing the shtar. What's going on? That's Rav Zera Bar Mamul's question. And the Gemara says, not such a difficult question to answer. Amar Rava, they each deal with the context. Each of them has a pasuk to substantiate the approach that the seller of karka writes the shtar to effectuate the sale of the property, whereas the husband, he has to write the shtar, even though the wife is the one that's, so to say, giving herself away, selling herself, so to say, to become the wife of the husband. So, in regards to the mechira of a karka, hasam ksiv, it says over there, umachar me'achuza, so he sells his achuza. And therefore, b'mocher tola rachmana, therefore the Torah tells us it is the seller that has to go and write the document, because he is the one that's selling his field. As opposed to in Kiddushin, the lashon that we've said many, many times with the pasuk, kach siv, ki kach ish isha uvola, when the man takes the wife, so therefore, bibal tol rachbona, therefore, he is the participant that has to go and write the shtar. And therefore, Rava says it's based upon the context of the psukim. But Gemara questions and says, wait a second, hasam nami, in regards to the sale, we also have a lashon of the purchaser having to write something, or the purchaser acquiring it. Hasam nami ksiv, sados bakesef yiknu. People will purchase the fields, implying that they're the ones that are acting, so to say, and they should be the ones to maybe write the shtar. So Gemara says, no, don't read the word the way the pasuk is pronounced, sados bakesef yiknu. Instead, read it from the point of view of the mocher, sados bakesef yaknu, I will go and give over to you. Not that you will acquire it, but I will give it over to you. And therefore, even by the field, by the selling of the field, all the lashonos are that the mocher, the seller, has to be the one to write it. This word is not yiknu, it's yaknu. Where it says, really, if you're going to do that, then we can do the same thing by the man to the wife. My time all occurs be yaknu. Here you're telling me you have to say that this word should be read Yaknu, not Yiknu as we pronounce it, but it should be thought of as Yaknu because we want to have it that the seller is the one that gives the document. And that's based upon what we said, Mishum Dusiv Umachar. We have the Pasuk that Umachar Meachuzaso. So we wanted to align the two. But if that's true, the Gemara says, so Hachanami, you have the same thing by Kiddushin. Yes, it says, Ish Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uvala. But Hachanami, Karibeki Yakach. Read it not that a man will take the woman, but that the woman shall be taken by the man. Ki Yakach Ish Isha. We should say over there, Yakach, not Yikach, because we have another pasuk to say, as Bitino Sati Lishazeh, that the father says, I've given over my daughter to this man in marriage. So therefore, we're looking at it from the perspective of the father. He has to be the one to go and write the shtar, seemingly, and therefore read the word ki yakach, not ki yikach. Once you change it around yiknu to yaknu, you can do the same thing by yikach to make it yakach. So therefore, we have a problem. So you're right, Rava says. El Amar Rava, the real reason that we say that the mocher has to write the document to transfer the field, and the prospective husband has to write the shtar to go and make kedushin with the woman, is because that's the halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Hilchos aninu. It's the halacha l'moshe b'sinai. These psukim that we just brought down, umachar achuzaso, ki kach ish, asmechinu rabbanon akroi. The psukim are just an allusion, and a smachta, they're a hint to what the din halacha l'moshe b'sinai is, but not the source of the halacha l'moshe b'sinai. That's teretz number one. Alternatively, teretz number two, vibayi same or hasam namiksiv, because you have another pasuk in regards to the selling of a field where it says vo'ekach es sefer hamikna, that the person who's selling it, he takes the sefer hamikna, the document of sale. So it shows that he's the one that has to write it. And therefore, we have another pasuk in regards to not only umachar me'echuz asal, but we also have vo'ekach es sefer hamikna to go and teach us this din, that the seller has to write the document as opposed to the husband, he is to be the one to write the document. Okay. Now the Gemara continues and says, "The Amar Rava Amar Rav Nachman." Another statement the Rava said. This time he says, "Omnim Rav Nachman." If a person were to write, the prospective husband is writing to the wife the shtar, and he writes on a piece of paper or on a cheres, and he writes to the girl's father. She's either a ketana or a nara, and he writes to the girl's father. Afal pi shein bo shava pruta, and he writes this document effectuating the kedushin on a piece of paper or on a shard of pottery, even though it's not worth a shava pruta. It's not being mekadesh with the value of this document. He's mekadesh with the document, and he writes bitcho mekudeshesli, bitcho meresesli, bitcho lili into. He used any of these valid lishonos. Your daughter should be mekudeshes to me, mereset to me, or she should be my wife. So, bein ayide avia, bein ayide atzma, whether he gave this document then to the father of the girl, or he gave the document to the girl herself, mekudeshes midato. She becomes mekudeshes to him as long as the father agrees to this. Hu shelo bagra. Now, the need of the father to agree to this is as long as the girl hasn't become a bogeris. She hasn't left her father's domain. If the girl's a bogeris, then the father can't accept the kedushin on her behalf, unless she makes him into a shaliach. Because in this situation, once she's a bogeris, she's left the father's domain. And obviously, she also can't be a ketana, because then she couldn't be a shaliach for the father. So we're dealing here where she is a nara, and she could be the shaliach for herself and for her father. And the father could be accepting the kedushin on her behalf because she's not yet a bogeris. That's the first part of Rava's statement. Then Rava continues, and he says, "Kos of la l'nir al-chares, Rava said in Rav Nachman, if the future husband over here, the prospective husband, goes and writes this shtar on a niyar, on a cheres, on a piece of paper, or on a shard of pottery, afal pi shein bo shava pruta. Again, it's not worth a shava pruta. He's not being a mekadesh with a shava kesef. And he writes to this time to the girl herself, areyat mekudeshesli, areyat lili into. He says, you are mekudeshesli, or you are my wife. I don't know. And then he says, areyat mu'resesli, or that lashon. I don't know why it changed the order around over here, but in any event, it's all the same three things. All of them are valid lashonos of kiddushin. In this situation, she is mekudeshes as well, and whether she received it herself or her father accepted it on her behalf, mekudeshes ben ayde avia ben ayde atzma midata. As long as she agrees to it, then her father can act as her shaliach here because she's a bogeris, as we'll see. But she has to agree to it. Who shabagra? As long as she is a bogeris in this situation, so then this din applies that her father can act as her shaliach to accept it. As long as she's assigning him essentially that job, because otherwise the father doesn't have the right to go marry off the daughter without her permission once she is a bogeris. Okay, those are the two statements that Rava Amar Rav Nachman made. Gemara continues and says, "By Rishim and Malkish, Reish Lakish has the following shaila. If a man says, Shtar Erisin Shikasavo Shalolishma, he wrote a document to go marry his wife, but he didn't write it with her in mind. He wants to get married. So he says, I'll go to the sofer. I'll be prepared to get married. I don't have a lot of money, but I can write a document. So whichever girl I find that I want to marry, I'll give it to her. But let me go have the document prepared. So he writes the Shtar Erisin that you will be my wife, but he doesn't have a specific girl in mind. And he writes it Shelo Lishmo without having that girl in mind. Mahu. Rishlokish says, is that valid? Now, the question is, we'll see in the Gemara, is there two possible ways to view it? Do we view this like Kiddushin, or do we view this like Gerushin, which we'll see now as the Gemara explains. Do we say, Reish Lakish's question is based upon the following. Do we say, Havoyos liyitzios makshinan? There, just like we have the Yotz of Haisa, we've already had this Hekish multiple times, that we compare going out of a marriage with going into a marriage. And just like and we turn to Tessa Mabez, just like when Nebuch, a woman, is divorced, Yitziyah Bo'in L'Shma. You can't just write a get for whoever. We said, and we learned this in the Gemara and Gittin many times, that you have to write this Bedavka L'Shem Ishtecha. If you have more than one wife, it has to be for that specific wife. If they even have the same names, it has to be for that specific wife. You just can't write a generic get, even if the name is included there, but it has to be for that specific wife with that intention. So just like Yitziyah going out from a marriage, Nebuch, but Ina Lishma requires that the get be written Lishma, so too, because in Hekish, V'hoisa, V'yotza, V'hoisa, Afavaya, but Ina Lishma. So this would therefore demand that the document of Eretzin also be written Lishma. If you compare it to a get, so then the document of Eretzin should also be requiring Lishma. Or do we say no? On the other hand, Odilma, maybe you could argue, Havayos lahadadei makshina. Don't compare the Kiddushin to the Gerushin, compare Kiddushin to other types of Kiddushin. Odilma, Havayos lahadadei makshina, compare it to other types of Kiddushin. Just like Mahavaya, the Kesef lobin lishma, when you print up a dollar bill, it doesn't have to be. This dollar bill has in mind that we're printing up this dollar bill, it's going to be used for Kiddushin. No, it's a dollar bill. It wasn't printed lishma. So therefore, this dollar bill can be given to this woman or that woman to be marrying her. So just like the kesef doesn't require lishma, it doesn't have to be minted, it doesn't have to be formed into a jewelry, into a ring, lishma for that specific girl, you go into a jewelry store, you buy a ring. It wasn't fashioned for your wife, it was your purchase again, and now you're going to give it to your wife. But it wasn't made lishma, so too, afavaya de shtar, so too a shtar doesn't have to be lishma, lo bin lishma. If this guy says, listen, I'm going to get married this year, I want to have a document ready, so when I find the right girl, I'm going to marry her with this document, so that's perfectly good. So those are the two sides of the coin that Reish Lakish asked. Do we say we compare the document of Kiddushin to the document of Gerushin, and therefore it would require Lishma? Or do we compare the document of Kiddushin to other forms of Kiddushin, such as Kesef, and it doesn't require Lishma? So he asked the question himself, Basu Debaya. Nevertheless, Hoda Parshta, he himself answered the question. He said, this Hekish of Yitziyah and Havoya, Havoya and Yitziyah, is such a strong Hekish that that's the answer. Havoya li Yitziyah makshinan. We compare these two because the Pasuk says, Damakra, the Pasuk says V'yotza, then it says later on V'haysa, and therefore that teaches us that we compare going in and going out of the marriage, and just like a shtar to go out of the marriage, the get must be Lishma, so too the shtar coming into the marriage, the shtar of Erisin, has to be Lishma. So Reish Lakish asked and answered his own question. Then more says, Itmar, it was said in the base medrash, Kisavo Lishma Vishalomi Daita. What happens if you wrote it Lishma? You wrote the Kiddushin document, the Erisin document, Lishma. However, it wasn't with her knowledge. At this point in time, you were going to surprise her. You knew the girl. You did write it Lishma. You're writing this for Sarula, and you're going and planning on marrying Sarula with this document of Kiddushin. However, she doesn't know it. So she didn't have Das. So, what's the din there? Is that acceptable? So, it's a machlokas. Rava Ravina, they both say, Amrim Kodesh. They said, this is a valid document. You don't require the woman to have das on this. You only require the man to have das. And Rav Papa, Rav Shri Ravya, and Rav Papa, and Rav Shri Ravya, they say, Amrim ain't Mekudesh. They say, no, the woman is not Mekudesh in such a situation. You require not only the man to have lishma, but she also have to have das when this document is written. Now, where do they get their shitas from? So Rav Papa tells us, I'll tell you my shita, as well as I'll tell you their shita. So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Ema taima did who? I will explain to you what the rationale of Rava and Ravina was to say that she is Mekudeshes in this situation, even though the girl didn't have das. And Ema taima didi. And I'll tell you my time, also Rav Shravia's time, to tell you why we say that no, that in this situation, if the girl doesn't have das, so then Ena Mekudeshes. Again, the das was when it was written. Obviously, she has to have das to accept it. Everybody agrees that. She can't just be forced to take it. But here we're talking about that she had to have das, that it was written, the document was written for her. So Rav Papa is going to explain the opinion of Rav and Ravina and Mekudeshes, and explain his opinion and Rav Shravi's opinion and Mekudeshes. What is that? So he says, Eimo Taima Ditu. First, I'll tell you their time. And he says, because of the Hekesh, Dichsiv, the Yotza, the Ha'isa. We have the famous Hekesh that we said already now multiple times, even today. The Yotza, the Ha'isa is Mekish Havoya L'Yitziyah. That comes to teach us that the way you come into the marriage has to be the same way you're going out of the marriage. And Ma Yitziyah Lushma, just like when a woman is divorced, Nebuch, so it has to be the document is written Lushma. However, Shomi Daita, a woman can be divorced, at least in the Ra'isa, Baal Karcha. The rabbis came along and said, don't divorce a woman Baal Karcha, but on the Din, the Ra'isa level, so a woman can be divorced without her Das. Doesn't have to be written with her das. So the man writes the get has to be lishma for that specific woman, but it doesn't have to be with her das. So just like a get doesn't have to be with her das, so too afavoya, so too the shtar of kiddushin nami lishma, it must be written lishma, as we just proved from Reish Lakish. However, shol midaita, it doesn't have to be written midaita because of the hekish for yotz of a haisa. So therefore, Rava and Ravina say that the woman is mikudeshes even if it wasn't written midaita. And Rapapa says, what's my reasoning? What's Rosh Ravya's reasoning? The Ema, Tamo Didi, my reasoning is, the Yotzeva Haisa, he makes that same Hekish, but he says, do it the other way. Mekish Havoya L'Yitziya. You're going to compare the Shtar of the Erisin to Yitziya in the following way. Ma Yitziya Bo'inon Das Makne. Just like when a woman is divorced, so you must have the Das of the Makne. The one who gives it has to have Das. He is divorcing her. So too, we make the Hekesh of Yotzev Haisa, so Af Havaya, coming into the marriage, Boina Das Makne, the one that is giving themselves away, the woman, she has to have Das. So they both use, both Rav and Ravina, who say Mekudeshes, and Rav Papa Rav Shravi, who say Enu Kudeshes, they both use the same Hekesh of Yotzev Haisa, but it depends how you use it. Again, Rav and Ravina, they use it to say, just like she can be divorced without her knowledge, so to say, Shlomi Daita, again, Midaraisa, she can be divorced without knowing anything about this document was written without her knowledge, so too, she can be married without her knowing about the document when it's written up. Obviously, she has to agree to it, but she doesn't have to have the das at the time it was written up. Whereas Rav Pop and Rav Shravia would say, no, the Hekish over here is that the one who's giving it has to have das, and even though the husband is giving her this shtar, but she's the one that's giving herself away. So, just like in the divorce, the husband is sending his wife away. So too, in the marriage, the woman is accepting the kedushin upon herself. She's giving herself away. Therefore, she has to have das. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei, but we have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Bava Basra that seems to go against Rava and Ravina, telling us that she is, in fact, mikudeshes in this situation, Shlomi Daita. Why? Because the Mishnah there says, Ein kosim shtari erisin v'nisuin. You can't write up a document of erisin or a document of nisuin. Elomi dashtein. Unless you have the das of both of them. Now, Rav and Ravina said you only need his das, kosovo lishma. However, Shlomi Daita is mikudeshes. But this Mishnah in Bava Basra seems to go against the opinion of Rav and Ravina. Now, my lot, isn't this Mishnah in Bava Basra talking about shtari erisin, v'nisuin, mamish? It's talking about a regular shtar of erisin. And therefore, this woman, in fact, requires das based upon this Mishnah in Bava Basra, kasha and Rav and Ravina. So no, they answer, lo, shtari psikta. That Mishnah in Bava Basra is not talking about a document that will effectuate the marriage. It's talking about shtari psikta. What is shtari psikta? So this goes in accord with what Uchi Rav Gidl Amar Rav said. What did the Rav Gidl Amar Rav say? Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Rav Gidl said the name of Rav. Kam atoson levincha. Kach v'kach, lebitcha, kach v'kach. This is the tenoyim type of a stage of the marriage. That the parents of the prospective groom and bride, so they're discussing how we're going to support the young couple. So one side says, well, this is the amount when the father of the girl tells to the father of the boy, nu, kamat tesun levincha, how much are you going to bring into the marriage? And he says, kach v'kach, I'm going to bring in $1,000. And then the father of the groom says to the father of the bride, nu, levitcha, how much are you going to bring in? So he says, kach v'kach, I'm going to donate $1,000. So therefore, they say, good, now we have a deal. They'll have support for me $1,000, support for you for $1,000, and amdu v'kitchu, and then they go and do the kiddushin. So in this situation, v'kanu, the things that they just said are nikne, the thousand that he said, they're now obligated because they do the kiddushin. And then they would write this down. Lav davka, they have to write it down, because the statement of Rav Gidl Amar Rav continues, hein, these types of agreements, hadvarim haniknim bi'amira, they technically could be acquired. They're obligating themselves just by Amira from the fact that they then go and do the Kiddushin. So if they wish to, they don't have to write it down. But if they wish to, they can write it down, and that's called the Shtar Pesikta. And that's what it's referring to in the Mishnah above Basra, and not a Shtar of Erisin. Therefore, it's no Kasha on Rava and Ravina. Okay, that concludes this sugya. And now we go, and we say, Bibiya uvibiya minolan. How do we know that a woman can be married one of the three ways. Bekesef shtar ubibiyah, how do we know that biyah works? Now, this may sound surprising to you because most of you say, hey, we had this a few blot ago that we discussed this and we had the drasha from ki yikach ish yisha uve Allah. And Rebbe had brought down there that from the extra word uve Allah, that was melamed sheniknis bibiyah. So one will ask that question in a moment, but first, we're going to give another reason. Then we'll say, why wasn't that reason of Rebbe good? So, Amar Rebbe Yavo, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Yavo said in Rebbe Yochanan, because the Amar Kra, the reason why Bia works by Kiddushin is because the Pasuk refers to a woman as a Bu'ulas Baal. Rechmon al-Litzlan, if a woman who's married has a relation with somebody else, she commits adultery with somebody else, so she is Chayev in that situation, Misa, so is the Baal. So they get Chenek. In a regular case, they both get Chenek. They both strangulated. Now, she is referred to as a Be'ulas Baal. And it doesn't say Be'ulas Ish. It says Be'davka Be'ulas Baal Melame Shenase Lo Baal Ayidei Be'ilo. So Rabbi Yavo, Darshan's name Rabbi Yochanan, that this Pasuk, this Lashon of Be'ulas Baal as opposed to Be'ulas Ish, comes to teach us that she became a husband via Bia. Be'ulas Baal teaches us that Bia works. That's Rabbi Yavo on Rabbi Yochanan's Drosha. Where it says, what was wrong with the drash of Rabbi? Amalei, Rav Zeir L'Rio. Rav Yavo was the one that said this, so Rav Zeir questioned him. Alternatively, other savior, Amalei, it was Reish Lakish, who directly questioned his colleague, Rav Yochanan. And he said, Ke'ura zu shoshana Rabbi? Are you really so unhappy with the drash that Rabbi had given, that the pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha uve Allah, the word uve Allah, melame shenikness bevia. He had darshed down that the woman can be acquired via bia because of the extra word uve Allah. So, what is the reason why Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't like that? So, Gemara says, if we adjust the drasha of Uve Allah, Imi Hasam, if we had the drasha only Uve Allah, you know what I would have said? Havamina ad de Mekadesh, it says, Ki yikach ish isha, you have to have Kiddushin, and then Uve Allah, Vahadr Bayil. And only then is the woman considered married if you have both. In other words, you would need to have, as part of the Kiddushin, two steps. You need to go and give her Kesef Kiddushin, let's say, and you have to go and have relations with her. And therefore, you wouldn't be fully married unless you had both. Therefore, Kamash V'lam didn't know. That's why he tells the tellers that one of the two is perfectly acceptable to go and make Kiddushin. That's why you need also Be'ulas Baal, because if you just had Rebbe's Drasha Uba Allah, I would think that you need both. You need Kesef Kiddushin, let's say, and also Bia. Therefore, Kamash Balon from Be'ulas Baal, no, only one of them is necessary, either the Kesef Kiddushin or the Be'ilah. So that's what Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, would answer back to why I didn't like the drush of Rabbi, because it wouldn't be enough, I wouldn't know it. More questions this. Masiv lo, Rav Abba Bar Mamal. Rav Abba Bar Mamal says, Im Kain, if this is true, so that you're telling me that you would have the Havamina, that you need to have both Kesef and Be'ilah in order for a woman to be considered married, so then we have a problem. Because Anara Murasa is a woman who doesn't get chenek. Rechmon al-Tzlan, if Anara Murasa commits adultery, so she gets skila, a stricter punishment than the regular punishment for adultery, which is chenek, of strangulating. Instead, she gets stoned. Now, Nara Murasa, the Amar Rechmon al-Biskila, the Pasuk tells us that Anara Murasa, if she, Rechmon al-Tzlan, commits adultery with witnesses and warning, so then she'll get skila. How would you ever have that? Hecha Mishkachas law. Because if what you're saying is correct, that you can only be a Nara Murasa if you have both Kiddushin, the Kesef Kiddushin, and Bia, so then she's no longer a Nara Murasa. Idi Akdish v'hadar Baal, if you're telling me, and you need both, so then, Bulahi. Now she's a Bula, and therefore, she wouldn't be an Nara Murasa. She would get Chenek and not Skila. And if you're telling me, Ida Akdish Lobal, that only the Kesef Kiddushin was given to her, and no Be'ilah, but according to what you just said, she's not yet considered Murasa, because she didn't have the Be'ilah. So, Lav Klomhu. So, when would you ever have the case of an Nara Murasa, if this Havamina that you're saying is correct, that you need both Kesef Kiddushin and Bia to be a marriage of Kiddushin? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So we return back to the original question on Rabbi Yavo, on Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't you like Rabbi's drasha? Where it says, Amura Rabbanu Kameh Dabai, so the rabbi said in front of Rabbi, no, it's not a problem, because Mishkachas law, you could have a situation where this girl is a Nara Murasa, even though she didn't have full Bia. Kigon Shebo Leo Oros Shaloki Darka. So she had the Kesef Kiddushin from the Oros, but she then had relations with him Shaloki Darka. She had rectal relations with him, anal relations with him, And as a result, she is considered now fully an arusa, but she's also considered still a nara hamurasa, because she didn't have normal relations with him. She had what we call bio shaloki darka. And nishkach shaloki go, shibola or shaloki darka. And in this way, she's still considered nara hamurasa, but she's also considered over here a basula, so then the dinim of nara hamurasa of skila apply rather than chenek. So that's what the Talmidim wanted to suggest in front of Abayi. Amalei Abayi. Abayi said back to the Talmidim, Amalehu Abayi. He says back to them, Ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Rabbanon ela biacher. The Rabbi opinion and the opinion of the Chachamim is only a machlokes in the scenario where somebody else had relations shelo kedarka, that doesn't make her into a non-besula. Avol Baal, if the husband makes her, has relations with Bia Shloki Darka, he did Kiddushim with her, and then he had Bia Shloki Darka, saying, Divri Akol, everybody agrees, Rabbi and the Chachamim both agree, in Baalah, Shloki Darka, if he has these abnormal relations with her, he has rectal relations with her, Bia Shloki Darka, Asabula, she is considered no longer Basula. If it's her husband who has the Bia Shloki Darka, she's not considered a Basula. And then the din of Narab Murasa wouldn't apply. So we're back to our original question, why didn't Rabbi Yavoa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, like the Shita of Rabbi Ubaalah? And you can't say this because they needed Ubala to teach us that you need both the Kiddushin and the Bia if it just had without Bulas Baal. And that's why they need Bulas Baal. So where it says, what is this machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe that we just referred to? Mayhi, the Tanya, we have a Braisa. Bo'ala yudna nosh mechmona l'san, if 10 men committed adultery with this Naru Murasa, v'adayin hi besula, and they all had Bia Shloki Dark with her, so she is still a besula, so the opinion of the Chachamim is kulon biskila. They all are having considered having relations with a Naru Murasa, and therefore she is, in fact, going to have with all of them, so they're all going to be chayev skila, kulon biskila, because she's still a Naru Murasa. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Omer, no. Omer Ani, Rabbi says, my opinion is, I mentioned many times what Shlomo Kluger says, when Rabbi says Omer Ani, it doesn't have a riot, but that's his whole gestalt, and therefore it's a very strong statement that Rabbi's making. This is my opinion from all the Torah learning they have. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, Harishon Meskila, it's only the first one that gets Skila, because he makes her now into a woman who is a Be'ula. She's no longer considered a Be'ula, even though he had Bia Shloki Dark with her. And therefore, the other nine, they're having adultery with a married woman, but not an Aru Marasa, so it's only going to be, quote, only, Bekulam B'chenek. They're going to get Chenek and not Skila. So that's a Machlokas. That's only a Machlokas when it's somebody else who has relations with her. So Rebbe says, if somebody else has relations, so it also makes her into a non-Besula. But everybody agrees that if the husband has relations with her, then she definitely is a non-Besula. So, therefore, Abayas statement says, we go back to our original question, why in the world did Rabbi Yavoa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, not like the Shita of Rabbi to say that we learn it out from Bu'Allah? So Amar Nachman Yitzchak tells us, Mishkachas lo kigon shekitsha b'shtar. You know what happened? He was Makadishah with the shtar, and whole of the Gomer, since the shtar is a complete document to take the woman out of the marriage with Gerishin, Umotzi, it can go and complete the marriage, finish off the marriage, to divorce the woman, so to Gomer Umachlis, it can, so to say, totally bring her in as well. So it wasn't Kesek Kedushin over here, there was a Shtar, and just like the Shtar can totally divorce her, the Shtar can totally make her into a married woman, at least the first stage of Erisin. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yavoa, Amar Rav Elazar says you need Bulas Baal to teach us. You might have thought you need both, the Kedushin with the Shtar, and Uva Allah, so comes to teach us. No, Bulas Baal tells us no, either one alone is enough. And that's the Shita, why Rabbi Yavoa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't use the Shita of Rabbi from Uva Allah. No, then what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word Uva Allah? Rabbi Yochanan, hi Uva Allah, my open leave, what does he do with that? So, how mi boile, Rabbi Yochanan needs it for the following. How mi boile needs it for the following drushas, who nicknames Bevia. He uses the word of Allah to teach us that this woman over here, she can be acquired, this wife can be acquired via Bia, as opposed to an Amo of Ria, who's given over with Kesef, she cannot be acquired with Bia, because you might have thought that she could. So, I would have said on my own that in fact she could be acquired with Bia. Why? Teisei b'kavu chomer miyivama. I would say, learn it out from kavu chomer, from the din of Yibam. Why? Uma yivama she'ein niknes b'kesef. A yivama cannot be niknes b'kesef. Nevertheless, niknes b'bia, obviously, she is acquired via Bia, so certainly this Amma of Ria, Zushinikas with Kesef, she can be acquired with Kesef, so certainly, Eino Din, Shinikas with Bia. She certainly should be able to be acquired with Bia. So I would have said, you have that Kavachomer, and therefore, you need Uva Allah to teach us that she can't be acquired via Bia. Okay. The Gemara says, no, you don't. My Yibama. Yibama is unique. Shekein Zikuka Yomanda. She's waiting to be taken in Yibama. So to say, the Torah has given her to this Yibama. So therefore, that you can't learn now to Amavriya. So Gemara says, yes, you can. So I would have said, I would have had the pasuk that tells us if a man takes another wife, addition to his first wife, so then he has to go and still give her all of the obligations that he's required to give it to the first wife, even though he took a second wife. So Kisha Kosov Liacheres. So we make a hekesh over here between the first wife and the second wife. And just Maacheres Miknaya Bevia, just like the second wife could be acquired via Bia. So this first wife who was taken as Omo Avriya through Yud, Af Omo Avriya Miknaya Bevia. One would have said that she too could be taken in by Bia because we call the Acheres. So just like the second wife was taken in potentially by Bia, so the first wife would also be taken in by Bia, Kamash Bulan. That's why we need over here the Uva Allah to teach us that no, only this wife can be taken in with Bia, but not in Amohavriya. Nu, Gemara now turns the tables and says, Nu, Rebbe, Hai Svar Minole, where does Rebbe know this din? If he doesn't learn it out because he needs Vala to teach us something else, so where does Rebbe learn this din out from? So Im Kain, the Gemara says, Rebbe would answer as follows, Lichta Rechman Uval. Don't write the word Uva Allah, just write the word Uval. Why does it write the extra hey, uve Allah? It comes to teach us, shma mino tarti. You can learn both of these dinim. The fact that the Omer of Riyah can't be taken in by Bia, and as well, that Bia is the way to be Makadosh a woman, one of the three ways to be Makadosh a woman. And then the extra vav, we'll see in a second, is also needed, instead of saying just be Allah, uve Allah, to teach us kedushin hamisurin lebia, which we'll see in a moment. So the Gemara now says, Ula Rava, according to Rava, who says, the Amar Barahina Asperli, that Barahina, he was another Amora, and he taught me the following. And he said, the pasuk says, Ki kach ish, isha uve Allah, this famous pasuk that we've been talking about, kedushin hamisurin lebia, havu kedushin. This comes to teach us the kedushin that are given over to Bia. In other words, this kedushin could lead to a relationship, a physical relationship with Bia, it's heter gomer, so then that's a valid kedushin. But if it's a type of relationship that's also that Bia, for example, if a man were to marry two sisters, so we couldn't have relations with either of them because it's also to have relations with your wife's sister. So therefore, this would be a kedushin that's not Misurin Lebia. So that would not be kedushin. So therefore, in order to learn out kedushin, Misurin Lebia, Habu Kedushin, so kedushin, A Misurin Lebia, Lo Habu Kedushin, so he learns this out from the pasuk ki kach ish isha uve Allah. So, Michael, remember, how do you learn it out? You need the word uve Allah to teach us. It has to be a kedushin hamasurin lebiya. So the Gemara says, no, imkein nichtov kra uve Allah. Then it could have said uve Allah. Now that it says my uve Allah shmamina kulu, you can learn out this as well. So therefore, you can learn out three things over here from uve Allah. One, it teaches us the word. If it just says the word baal, it would milam ishniklis mevia. When it says be Allah, it teaches us that alma ria is enoniklis mevia. Only the woman is niklis mevia. And when it says uve Allah, that teaches us the din of kedushin hamisurin lebia. No, we just have one last thing to tie up. The Rebbe, hi, Bulas Baal, my overlay. What does Rebbe do with the words Bulas Baal? He's been deducing everything from Uva Allah. So Rebbe would need, hi, my boyle, he needs the word Bulas Baal to teach us Baal osa osa bu'ulo shalokidarka, the ain acher osa osa bu'ulo shalokidarka. Oh, that didn't we just had before, that we had a machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim, that only the husband can make her into a Be'ula, no longer considered a basula, but if anybody else has relations with shalokidarka, they don't make her into a Be'ula, she's still considered Be'sula. So according to Rebbe, we seem to be suggesting that Rebbe holds that only the husband can do this. But that goes against what we just said before. The Gemara says, "Umiyisli Rebbe, hi svarit." Does Rebbe really hold like that? We learned the other way. We heard that that's the Chachamim's opinion. Rebbe holds differently. But Tanya, we just said, "Bo'ula yodanoshim adayini Be'sula." If Nebuch, this Naru Murasa, had relations with 10 men, kulo meskila. Point of opinion, the Chachamim, all of them get skila because she's still considered a Be'sula. And Rebbe is the one that comes along and says, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer, I say, Harisha Beskila, because he had relations with Nar Murasa, she Bia Shlokidarka, but that makes her now into a non-Besula. She is a Be'ula, and therefore the other nine, Fekulim Mechanic. So that goes against what we just said. How can you tell me that Rebbe is the one that uses Bulas Baal? It's the Chacham that used Bulas Baal for that, but not Rebbe. So we turn to Yudam and Aleph, Omer Vzeri. Vzeri says, Mo de Rebbe linyan knas de kulam mishalme. He says, no, yes, for this din, that's not the opinion of Rebbe, but in regards to paying a knas, so this would be a requirement to pay a knas. Rechmon al-Islam, if a woman was Nebuch raped or seduced, she was an anusa or mafuta, so then in that situation, Rebbe would say that even if it's biyash lokidarka, you'd have to pay the knas. And the Gemara says, Maishno Miktala, why would this be any different than the death penalty? Why should Rebbe distinguish over here that says, in regards to Bia Shalokidaka from somebody else, it makes her into a Be'ula, but not in regards to the din of Knas? So Gemara says, "Shiny Hasam." The difference is because the Amar Kodesh says, "Umei so Isa Sher Shochav Ima Levado." It uses the lashon of Levado, and therefore it's only in this situation that the first man is going to get skila. And then Nebuch, the other nine men who had relations with Nara Marasa, they're going to only get chenek because she's now considered a be'ula. Nu, what do Rabbanan do with that? Hai levado my adilei. So miboy lulu katani. They need it for the following drasha. Umesu gam shnehem. It says that both of them will die. So normally it has to be achiu kshavim kiyachad, that both of them, the man who commits the adultery, Rachman al-Slan, the woman who commits the adultery, Rachman al-Slan, so both of them have to be able to be chayiv misa, divri roshaya, in order for the misa to be given to either one of them. Whereas if Yonah's son, Omer, no. Umesu ish asher shachav ima levado. Then in that situation, even if only one of them can be put to death, that one is put to death. Let's say one is a katano, one is a katan, but their bia is considered bia, so that person wouldn't be punished, but the other person, who is a gadol or a gadola, would in fact be punished, and that's what you need the word levado for. And with this, we conclude the somewhat complicated drasha, and today's share. We should have a wonderful day.